Alright.
Okay, not too fast.
Can you tell me the general outlines of your life leading up to 1950? You know, where were you born? Where did you live?
Okay, ask me the questions as you go. I was born in Odin, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And my father died when I was 5.5 years old.
Oh.
And my mother moved, we were in Kansas, and my mother moved us out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to parochial school.
Oh.
Through the eighth grades. And I went to Hillsborough High School and graduated there.
Wow.
And I had no specific work type. I just worked around because I was, you know, young kids don't get a good job. But I worked at the cannery and I did odd jobs. And I worked for a man who was in the wood business. Most people burned wood around here in those days. Even the big stores did.
Wow.
And we cut wood up in Pumpkin Ridge up in the hills here.
Oh, really?
And we delivered wood all over. In the wintertime, we had a lot of wood stacked up at his place, and we'd saw it, and then whatever length they wanted.
Oh.
And then I went to, I joined the National Guards, 1938. And we were inducted into federal service September the 16th, 1940. That's before the war in Europe started. Because they expected something, and I was a sergeant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were married September the 14th, 1940, because we plan on getting married that year anyway. We went when war broke out. We were alerted. We'd been in training for over a year when war broke out, and we were alerted. And September the war broke out on December the 7th, and we were already on the ocean. In March, we got overseas in Australia. In April of 1941, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long before we were in New Guinea, and we spent most of our time between New Guinea and Australia. And we went, our division, which was the 41st Division, and one from the Midwest was a 32nd Division, and between the two of us, we island hopped up the whole of New Guinea, New Guinea is about 4,000 miles long. So anyway, that was it.
Okay.
And then I was sent home from in 1944 in. I got home for at Thanksgiving time.
Oh, okay.
And then I was transferred into the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, I went to Shepherd Field, Texas, and I was transferred. This is in 9 months I was here. Then I was transferred to Biloxi, Mississippi, and then I was transferred to Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
And finally, after the war was over, I got sent home.
So was that around 1950?
Huh?
Was that around 1950?
No, that was 1945.
So, okay, well, our time period is 1950 to 1953. So, what was your general situation between these 3 years, 1950 and 1953? Were you in Hillsborough?
I was most of the time, no, wait a minute, let's see, 1950, yeah. I had already gone to school, and I was already a certified watchmaker, and I was, and I did my watchmaking in for them, and then in, 1950 to 1953.
Yeah.
I worked for this man he was 75 years old when I went to work for him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Old.
That's not old. How old do you think I am?
70?
Make it nice. Yeah.
You are?
I'm 82.
Oh, wow. I was at 70.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the Hillsborough community like in the 50s, early 50s?
Oh, we had about about 4,000 population.
That's it.
When we moved to Hillsborough in 1923, the population was about 1,900.
Wow. Small.
Gravel streets and...
Really?
Yeah.
No cement?
Yeah.
Wow. So what was one event that stands out in your mind about the early 50s that you can think of?
One event that stands out?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know of one event that stands out.
Cold War, Korean War?
Huh?
Would the Cold War, the Korean War be a part
of it? Oh, yeah, I suppose. We had a lot of ups and downs, you know.
Really? That was part of the everyday life.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So what did communism mean to you?
Oh, I have no use for it at all.
No use at all?
No, not at all. No.
Were you fearful of it?
No.
This time? You weren't?
No, not really.
So you didn't...
I just figured if we got communism here, I'd take off somewhere. Of course, by that time I had a family and it's hard to do that.
Did you share the view that known communists should be arrested or deported? Like the Red Scare, was there...
Did I what now? Say that over again.
Did you share the view that known communists should be arrested or deported if they were found around Hillsborough?
Well...
How did you feel about that?
It depends on how they acted. If they were known communists and they were... Mm-hmm. It's just like saying, would you deport a known alien now?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of aliens here that are really nice people, you know.
Yeah.
Good people.
Are you aware of Joseph McCarthy? Do you remember him?
Of the what?
Joseph McCarthy, Senator.
Oh, yeah.
And you know about the Red Scare. So what were you feeling about these events and how...
McCarthy? I thought he was a person that was trying to dig up dirt on anybody he could find.
I know.
Yeah.
Were you aware of anyone being asked to take those loyalty tests?
Mm-mm.
Never didn't know anyone?
We had altogether different types of schooling and whatnot, and we had altogether different types of people running the country, because in those days, today if you chastise one of our children, one of your children, and they run to somebody, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even have to touch them.
That's true. So while living in Hillsborough, did you fear of a nuclear attack or nuclear war might happen?
No.
Never? Not with, not at all? None? Or
I had no fear of it, no. Because if it comes, it's gone, you're gone.
No.
Yeah.
So you weren't afraid of the effects of radiation if it did happen?
Yes and no, because I've seen so many things. See, about that time, no, that was later that I took a... I belong to a, what do you call it, a unit that we checked all that. We had airplane watch and we had nuclear. We were educated on it and we carried a little thing that would tell you how much radiation you had and whatnot.
Oh,
Yeah.
So did you think Portland was a strategic target, the Portland area, Oregon, Hillsborough, Beaverton?
I don't know. I don't think so. Portland is just a little puddle. It's
really?
Not a big outfit, yeah.
It just started?
Yeah.
In the 50s? Were you aware of civilian defense efforts in the area?
That's what I say. I was in that because I was...
Like, what kind of things did you guys do? What kind of things did you guys do back
then? Well, we had airplane watch, and we were educated on radiation and all that, and effect of a bomb and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had bomb drills in schools, I'm guessing. Huh?
Well, yeah, but a bomb shelter, to me, that was a waste of money. It's just like some of the people are doing now. A waste of money, sure. A bomb shelter and an atomic bomb hit it, you'd have to be... in some big deep hole was really good, you know.
How much did it cost to build a...
I have no idea.
Really?
It depends on how elaborate you got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's an observation tower at the high school. Do you know about that?
there at Hillsborough?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, see, I was up here by then.
Oh, okay. So you weren't aware.
We had an observation tower here at our school.
At the Forest Grove High School?
No, we had it at the Forest Grove Armory.
Oh, Forest Grove Armory.
Yeah.
Did you ever take part in that?
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. I see.
You were part of the Skywatch?
I belonged to that civil defense thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. How long did you usually stay and watch?
Oh, about 4 hours.
4 hours a day?
At one time. No, we couldn't go every day because we had jobs to go to.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we couldn't go every day.
You guys are just watching out in the sky, basically?
We you don't just watch, but you listen. And if you hear something, then you're after it. Then you report it.
Oh, then how would you report it? Do you call?
Telephone.
Telephone?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And it's only you up there?
Huh?
Are you always alone while watching, or were you with someone
else? Oh, most of the time, yeah. Most of the time.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't have so many people that you can just don't everybody have company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a little more alert if you're alone.
Yeah.
You don't sit
Were you there. Ever afraid?
Huh?
Were you ever afraid when you were up there?
No.
You weren't? Wow.
I had all my scares out of me, see. I was
you're really brave.
I was in combat for quite a long time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you were in World War II, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, these are some Korean War questions.
I have no, I didn't have anything to do with Korean
War. I know, but I'm asking you as a regular civilian.
As a what?
As a regular...
Yeah, but I mean, would you ask about the Korean War?
Oh, well, to what extent were you aware of what was happening in the Korean War?
Well, I keep up with the news and the papers and all that, yeah. We keep pretty close watch.
Did you know anyone that fought in it?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people?
But I couldn't tell you who they were right now.
Oh, you don't remember?
And then after that came the other war. What was the name of that one?
The Vietnam War?
Huh?
The Vietnam War?
Yeah. And see, my son-in-law fought in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a whole bunch of medals. He was a pretty brave kid, yeah. Yeah.
How old was he when he got in?
Well, he was probably around 20. I would guess. I'm just guessing now. Now he's married and has two children.
Wow.
And, they're married and have children.
Wow.
No, they're not either. They didn't get married right away.
Mm-hmm.
We have two sons, we have two grandsons who are married,
mm-hmm.
and one of their wives is pregnant now. That's that's the closest we are to being great grandparents.
Okay, well, in your opinion, why do you think we were fighting in Korea?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, for the same reason we fight in every war that's out, it's probably to defend the standard of living that they should have, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they get into communism and they don't have much choice.
True.
Uh-huh.
Did you see any impacts of it here, like blood drives or the draft?
Oh, we've had blood drives here all the time. We have them all the time, yeah.
Wow.
Red Cross. Yeah.
How about the prices on goods, like food and...
You mean then?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I couldn't couldn't comment on that because it was meant not that much to me.
Oh. Were there any patriotic displays or events going around, like parades or anything?
Not that I know of.
Really? Back in the 50s, there wasn't any?
Well, back in the 50s, but there might have been all in other places, but there wasn't around here, and I was... Mm-hmm. I was not too open about going outside, you know.
Oh.
I had my problems here, raising a family and feeding them and whatnot.
Now, since you were also in World War II, how would you compare the home front in World War II and with the home front that you know of in the Korean War?
The home front?
Yeah.
Oh, see, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and they... outraged all of the young people,
mm-hmm.
and there was a big line running down to this to enlist, you know. We had no problem with that. And the Korean War and those other ones, that was a pretty bad thing because we had no business being there, according to these people. Mm-hmm. You know? There was a lot of defense, what's the word I'm trying to say? I don't have too good a thought anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The people, the dissenters, let's call them then.
Okay.
They put on a lot of displays and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Vietnam.
Yeah.
See, in Vietnam we had that Kent University. They had a big thing there, and the National Guard was called out, and they wouldn't quiet down and whatnot, and the National Guard shot. I think they killed four or something like that.
Wow.
It was a bad situation. What can you do? You know? We have a lot of... in your country, a few years ago, you had a lot of dissension in the Philippines, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any special stories about you being in World War II during this time? Well, when you were in World War II?
Oh, well, I can't recall. I try to forget all that stuff. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was 40, from 40 to 45. And that would be 90 to 95. 50, 60 years ago.
Wow.
We will be married 60 years in September.
Really?
My wife and I.
Wow.
We kind of hung together. Well, you had a lot of dissension. The fact is, you still have some going on right now in your country.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Even though I haven't been back lately.
When did you leave there?
Actually, I was born in here in the United States.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh. What do your parents do?
My mom works in a bank, and my dad works for the Seattle Times newspaper.
Does your mom work in the bank down here in Forest Grove?
No, she works in the downtown Portland U.S. bank.
Because we have a little Filipino lady working in the bank now.
Oh, I know that lady.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Okay, well, 1950, was there any polio epidemic in the area?
Well, I don't remember that. I know we had polio epidemics. We used to have March of Dimes dances every year.
Really? Wow.
And our President Roosevelt was he'd had polio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we used to have dances, a lot of things going on. And then the Salks came out with their vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were in school then and they got vaccinated. And by that time, all of this fundraising for polio was going. Now they have some fundraising yet, but it's for not only for polio but for all birth defects.
Really? Was it available to everyone?
It is now.
How about then?
Oh yeah, the shots were given. They
were free?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so in general in the 1950s, what did people do for entertainment? Keeping away from the war and everything?
We had dances, no television.
Oh.
Good dances, card games, picnics, and I can't remember all of them. There were so many that they had different ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. What is the most significant difference between the early 50s and our times now? How would you compare those two?
Everybody didn't have a car or two cars and boats and motorhomes and big houses and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the wages, 1950, our wages were, your average wage was probably $300 a month.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
the cost of a house. We bought a house in 1947, in December 1947. It was only a two-bedroom house, but it was new, and we paid $8,700 for it.
Wow. compare that to
our
now.
Our house payment was $75 a month.
Oh, it's cheap. Well, if you think about it, now it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is your basic attitude toward the government in those days?
I have no problem with the government.
No problem at all?
No. Well, a few people, but the government, we have the best type of government there is, but we have a few people we could do without.
Do you think most people shared that view with you? Or?
I don't know I never discussed politics with other people.
Oh, okay.
Politics or religion are off base for me. I don't discuss them.
Mm-hmm. So, did you think it was important for the U.S. to stop the spread of communism?
Oh, sure.
It was.
Sure.
Do you think they were trying to be a police kind of a parent?
Yeah, I think we were a watchdog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any positive aspects of the Cold War, the Korean War, that you can remember happening around here?
Any what?
Any positive aspects.
Between what?
The Cold War and Korean War.
Oh, I don't know. The Cold War and Korean War. Sure, there's got to be some difference, but I can't just list them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to a shooting war, that's altogether different than a Cold War. You can get hurt real bad there.
Yeah. So you only fought in World War II?
Huh?
You only fought in World War II? That was the only war.
That was enough.
That was enough for you?
Yeah.
Well, how did it feel like when you got drafted and sent to Europe?
Huh?
How did you react?
When what?
When you got drafted and sent to you.
I didn't get drafted.
Oh, was it voluntary?
No, I was in the National Guard, and we got we got mobilized.
Oh, okay.
I was a weekend soldier, they called us.
Mm.
Yeah.
So where in Europe did you actually fight?
I didn't go to Europe.
You didn't?
Was in New Guinea.
Oh, you?
I was in the South Pacific.
Oh, that's...
Everybody called that the number two war because they wanted to finish that one over there first. We didn't get very good equipment and that kind of thing in the South, but they got it over in Europe.
How was the everyday life there?
Well, we lived, I was 18 months in New Guinea, and there was absolutely no modern conveniences. There wasn't even a road.
Oh, wow.
So we just went through the jungles, yeah.
Mm.
Now it's altogether different. If you go over there now, you wouldn't know the place.
Right.
There was only one. There were two towns in New Guinea. One was Port Moresby, which was down in the southern tip, and the other one was Salamoa, and that was right at the mouth of a river that came out of the Owen Stanley Range, and that was where they would fly in, and the gold miners would go up into the country and mine gold. There was a lot of headhunters and whatnot up in the wood, in the jungles, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you stayed there for 18 months, and then...
9 months, and I went back to Australia for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, and then we went back up for 18 months again, for 9 months again.
How many soldiers were with you at this time at New Guinea?
Oh, I have no idea what to tell
thousand.
You. Just I would know what was in our company, but I don't know what was in anybody else's.
Oh, okay.
Or how many. That was kind of quiet.
Were the armies pretty segregated or integrated back then?
Well, I can't tell you that, but I think they were pretty segregated. I can't tell you that because we had nobody outside of our own type of people in our outfit. See, most of our troops came from right in this area. There was a National Guard unit here in Forest Grove. There was one in Hillsborough. There was one in, I don't know where all. But Newburgh had one. And see, we were all residents here.
So, what do you think everyone's view of communism was back then?
Oh, I couldn't even comment on that.
How about while you were fighting in World War II? Like, any soldiers that you knew?
Well, we didn't, that was farthest from our mind at that time.
You guys didn't care?
Huh?
You guys just pretty much didn't care?
Well, we had other things to think about and do. We tried to keep from getting shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's altogether different. And we had nothing to do with communism. That mm-hmm. was not our,
not
we were
sure.
fighting the Japanese, and they had a different kind of a,
So that came after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to tell me that I haven't asked?
I really have nothing. I really have nothing that I can elaborate on.
Well, I guess this ends our interview then.
We're all done?
Yeah, it wasn't that long. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I thank you.